Fratpin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66 Berlinale, and today I'm in company of Ali Abbasi, director of Shelly, screening here at Panorama. Welcome, Ali. Thank you for being with us.
Pleasure talking to you.
So my first question would be to ask you, for our listeners, to briefly introduce your film, Shelly.
I would say that it is a psychological thriller slash horror slash drama about this couple who live, you know, in the forest in like a remote house in, you know, somewhere in Scandinavia. And, you know, they're well off, but they like to live in the nature and become one with nature. They're like almost like rich hippies, you know. And they have this girl from Romania who comes and, you know, helps them with their household. And the woman from the couple and the Romanian girl, they develop a friendship. And it turns out that the woman really wants to have children, but every time she gets pregnant, she has miscarriages. So they ended up doing a pact that if the Romanian girl would be their surrogate mother, carry their child, then they would buy her an apartment in Bucharest where she can, you know, she doesn't have to work cleaning floor in Denmark. They can go back to her kid. And from there on, it takes off.
So how did you get the idea of the film, and why did you choose the psychological thriller / horror to create this topic?
Well, early on in the project, I knew that this is going to be a project about evil. You know, it was the concept of evil. And when we're in that direction, then you have a specific, you know, set of iconography, or, you know, you kind of know that you're in a certain domain. You know, it's not going to be a romantic comedy, you know. It's going to be something that has a certain darkness to it. And then, of course, it's a matter of choice and style. I mean, it could have also been a straight-up drama, or it could have been a, you know, Saw horror movie. But, you know, I think it would, you know, as much interested in people's, like, everyday life as I am to their dreams or unconscious thoughts, or, you know, things that people, you and I, can't control. So I think, like, the life is going on both levels. And those levels are, you know, I try to have them represented both, you know, in the movie.
I read in the press notes that you thought about doing a film about two sisters, and
yeah,
one, and then you switched to, why yeah. did you decide to do that and not that
well,
one?
First of all, I was rewriting the script, and I thought, you know, I was seeing that this is more of a story about power balance and power structure between people than is about, like, kinship. And I thought, okay, maybe it's more interesting that these women have the kind of, like, sisterly relationship to begin with without being sisters. And also, you know, I started being, you know, thinking about it in terms of, you know, the rich Europe versus the poor Europe, where, you know, before you had the whole thing of, like, you had the wall, like a physical wall separated the rich from poor Europe. And, you know, okay, those poor people, they're behind the wall, they're not coming here, you know, it's safe. But now, you know, EU is getting integrated, the poor Europe is, you know, coming up or coming westwards to the rich Europe, and, you know, Romanians come to Denmark, Polish people go to England, I don't know. But I still think the structure, like the way rich Europe looks at poor Europe, is still in place, you know, even if the wall is gone. And this is, you know, I just wanted to reflect that. I just wanted to, like, you know, see, like, no matter how much they talk about the EU and Europe and, you know, we're the same, it's still... Exactly, yeah.
To do, and the best thing about the film is that you managed to treat so many topics, such as this one, through the thriller, through the horror. So the thriller is sort of an excuse for me to be able to treat all these topics, because I was discussing that with your actresses, and I was telling them that the film deals with both the theme and the topic of surrogate motherhood, and at the same time, it also deals with the fact that, um, the, the, Fatih, we're discussing in the past few years that I've been discussing that as a woman, the need to have the instinct and the wanting to have a child at any cost, at any price, even if nature, as in this case, tells you that maybe you're not able physically to do that. So what's the limit? You know, we're constantly talking about how limits physically and physically and instinctively speaking. So
yeah, I mean, we try to, you know, but that's the thing. I mean, like, they feel like the couple, Luis and Casper, feel like, you know, they would be experienced as hypocrites, maybe, you know, because at one hand they're like very at peace with nature and they're good people and they're so soft, and on the other hand they're like, you know, they have a very specific will and want and they want to get it, you know. But on the other hand, you know, they're just human beings. I think you know, you have all those environmental activists that, like, you know, flying around the world all the time, and I'm thinking, if you really are an environmental activist, then you would be sad to, like, polluting the world every time you fly, you know? It's like, it's a lot of carbon emission. My point is, being a hypocrite is a human condition, you know? It's like those, as you say, like, you know, pushing the limits, but still somehow try to stay human, try to be nice, but try to get what you want. You know, those are like everyday conflicts. And this is more, you know, drawn to its, you know, extreme, but it's not something that I don't want to judge these people, you know. I don't think these are like bad people. I don't think the couple are bad people. I don't think she, Elena, is a bad person. I just think, like, they are in a situation where they have different goals, and, you know, the more serious the situation is, the more, like, as you say, I can only imagine if I was a woman and I want to have a child. I mean, I talked to a lot of my friends, and for some people this is like a essential part of their identity, you know. As a woman, they feel not complete without a child. And if it is like that, if it's that integral part of you, then you would go, like, very far to get it, you know. That's why we have a surrogacy industry to begin with, you know.
I was curious to know what was your, because the film doesn't show you really what you think about all that. You let the facts discuss it, and you're also pushing your own limits to try to understand the whole thing. And I was asking the same thing to actresses. I mean, what they think about all that, what they think about motherhood. So I'm trying to ask you, what do you think about that through the film? What was your, what did you get from all that, from all the things that we've been discussing
about motherhood? You know, it's in a way, it's a strange movie for me, because it's about the experience I would never have, you know, in a way. You know, it's a lot of, it's so specific, that, like, the experience of being pregnant is so specific, you know. And I think, you know, in a way, it's my limitation, you know. It's like, I'm a white person, want to do, like, a movie about being, like, a black person being exploited, you know. But on the other hand, I don't believe that if you're a woman, you have to do movies about women, and if you're black, you have to do movies about black. I think, actually, that my way of, you know, being, like, observing the situation from outside, it has its own merits, you know. I'm not saying, like, I found out anything that's, you know, revolutionary, or I know it better or anything, but I just think that maybe I talked to a lot of my friends who were pregnant at the time or had a child, and I told them that I think it's really scary to be pregnant, you know. As a person, when I think about, like, imagine being pregnant, I would feel it's really freaky, you know. I would feel like, okay, this is an alien, you know, growing inside me, and I feel sick, and, you know, for a long time, it's nothing, you know. You have all this hopeful image of pregnancy, but, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it from, you know, close range. I know it's not that rosy, you know. So that's my take. But then again, I'm not, you know, I haven't tried it. You know, I'm sure that there is another kind of emotional attachment you get that I cannot imagine. So, you know, it's a mixed thing, you know.
Thank you, Ali Abbasi, for sharing your experience on your film, Shelley, screening here in Panorama.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 66 Berlinale for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.